This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A police accountability measure passed the state Senate today with overwhelming bipartisan support. Senators spoke about compromises in the bill that passed 32-1. They also expressed their pain on the day George Floyd was being buried in Houston, as well as their support for police. The bill would end the qualified immunity defense that generally protects government workers from being sued, ban chokeholds, and require local and state patrol officers to have body cameras by July 2023. The bill now heads to the House. Organizers in Denver are holding a candlelight vigil for George Floyd starting tonight at 7 o'clock in Civic Center Park. Governor Polis says COVID-19 hospitalizations are mostly declining in Colorado.
We see COVID-19 on the rise in some of our neighboring states, Utah and Arizona, thanks so far to Coloradans' extraordinary efforts to be 6 feet apart from others, to wear masks when in public.
Nearly 1,300 people have died of COVID in Colorado. Gunnison County health officials are telling residents that an order to wear masks in public will remain in place for now. The number of COVID-19 cases are at an all-time low in the county. Even so, officials said for the first time that they expect mask-wearing orders will continue until a vaccine is developed. 61, partly cloudy, windy in Denver. 62, mostly cloudy, windy for Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.